There is a big erosion in the church. A big erosion. And this erosion makes me to question the true sense of brotherhood in the church. Now, could you imagine a preacher preaching and ministering on the pulpit, and fellow preachers will be busy finding fault with him? Later they come back, when somebody will be preaching and somebody will be there praying and dealing with the person in the spirit. Other profession, in other profession, people like their colleagues, but it looks as if preachers don't like themselves. I stand to be corrected in my point. Why am I afraid if we are brethren or being poisoned by a fellow man? Imagine the Osu syndrome. The other day, a brother was engaged to a sister. Then we are about getting married. And all of a sudden, the brother came and broke the engagement. And what was his reason? He said that through investigation, he discovered that the sister was Osu. As a result, he broke the engagement. What an abomination in the church. Somebody that is born again, sanctified by the Holy Ghost, and you're calling the person Osu, and you see, say, bro, sister, if we are brethren, why do we criticize some ungodly actions of worldly politicians? But what the worldly politicians do, we do in the church. We see false accusation. We see elimination method. We see killing by word or action in the church, among people who preach and among people who listen to the word of God. I see in the church the disease of Absalom in the church. You know what Absalom did? Ah, you have a good case, but it's a pity. Nobody's on the throne to handle your matter very well. Oh, that I were the king in Israel, I would have given you justice. This is happening in the church. Through Absalom, the church has been divided. Through Absalom, people have broken other people's church. If we are brethren, why is every minister a suspect? Every minister, when a minister comes to a fellow pastor's church, the pastor will begin to suspect that the person has come to take away your church. If your member will listen to another pastor, and as a result, he will get out of your church, it means you have no message. If you give the sheep a good food, let the sheep go out, the sheep will return, because he knows that there is a better food at home. If we are brethren, why has the junior pastors and assistant pastors become suspects in the church? If we are brethren, why is there betrayal of trust? You leave your church or ministry for somebody, and before you come back, maybe you went on an overseas trip, and somebody will write you. When we were praying, the Lord asks us that you should remain there while the man that is acting becomes the senior pastor. Imagine that. A lot of things Pentecostal accuse the Lord of. May God deliver us. The Lord told you to take over another man's church. The Lord told you something that was handed over to you for you to divide it. You say, the Lord, the Lord. Is the Lord your mate? May God open our eyes. If we are brethren, why is it that when a brother and sister is sitting down discussing to you, you don't suspect they are talking about any godly thing except immorality? As far as it's a man and woman sitting down to discuss, it must be morality. The standard of holiness in the church is coming down. If we are brethren, why do we have rumor mill in the church? You know, in every church now, we have Brother Medium Wave Band and Sister FM. Brother Medium Wave Band and Sister FM. Visit her house. She is the director of current affairs in that church. She has divided the church with her tongue. Brethren now visit brethren, not for exaltation, but to talk negative of others, to gather together to run other people down, rumor mongering. And we say we are brethren. If we are brethren, why don't we see something good in any person? If anybody is leading, if anybody is doing anything, he's doing it bad, in a bad way, except the one that you do, and we say we are brethren. Why do we have duplication of vision? If I see now that you are singing, and I see you are singing, I can repeat your song and add only Amen Hallelujah to make sure there's a duplication of vision. If I see you with a special ministry, even me coming to support that ministry, I will build my own and change another name. And we still say we are brethren. As I pass through the street of some places, you will see three churches in one building. The last floor Jesus is coming soon, Church Incorporated. Second floor, Liquid Fire Bible Church International. And then the ground floor, Holy Ghost International Church. Akas, Jesus is on fire. Now, listen. If we are brethren, imagine you putting the sinner into confusion. And the sinner comes. Do I go to the last floor or the second floor or to the ground floor? We proclaim the same Jesus. Well, I don't blame the first person who came. But you know that the church was existing in that building. You went and paid the landlord. And you still say we are brethren. If we are brethren, what is our attitude to people who are falling? The church is the only army that kills our wounded captives. The church is the only army that kills our wounded captives. We all are the warriors who backslid. We all are people who came to church and they are no more today. We criticize them and that's all. Ah, so when Saul died, David said, "Ye mountains of Gibeah, let there be no dew on it." He said, "Tell it not in Gath, publish it not on the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of the Philistines hear it and rejoice." Now, does it mean it was not a reality? It was a reality. But he said, don't publish it. Don't tell it in Gath, so that the daughters of the Philistines will not hear it and rejoice. Listen, in the church, we celebrate over the downfall of our brothers. We use them as an illustration point on the pulpit, but we don't do anything. A minister wrote a book. When this minister failed, he wrote a book, and the title of that book was, "I Was Wrong." I witnessed one day when this man was being interviewed in the CNN. The man said when he was living his life, that brethren were talking about it at the back. Nobody came to him and said, you were wrong. Look at this thing, the life you're living. But at the end of the day, they began to talk. He said everybody abandoned him until the day the man or woman of God came to the prison where he was and heard him and said, "Bro, we love you. We are still praying for you." He said when he had this, tears rolled down his cheek. He said, "So somebody still remembers me." There are people who are languishing in the jail, in the prison yard of backsliding. Nobody goes, nobody remembers, nobody visits them, but we use them as an illustration point on the pulpit. Do you know there was a woman who came to the church? He came out and confessed in the church and said, "I committed adultery in the church." The husband was not a member of that church. Before the end of the service, the husband at home had the confession that the woman did in the church. And that fetched her divorce. And you think she'll be comfortable continuing in that church? Confession he made in the church. The husband at home had it. Medium wave band in the church. FM in the church. A couple of years ago, a case was being handled in a church, and a brother said he was going to the press to publish that story of the fall of somebody in the press. And we still say we are brethren. We are going to the same heaven. Listen to me. Somebody said a monkey said that his true name is Monde. That it was an enemy that removed the D and put K, making it K instead of day, from Monday to Monkey. The monkey is not his original name. There are people who are changing people's names to another thing to suit their evil intention. Listen. The elder said the red thing on a cock, that there was a bird on the air that thought it was fire. That it is a fellow cock that came in and said, forget about it. It is not fire, it is a mere thing. And since then, that bird of the air have been pursuing the cock and the fowl. Sometimes people thought we are angels. They thought we are superhuman. It is the same people in the church that went outside to tell them, the person is not like that too. And then they conclude, well, if it is like that, church is the same. Church is the same. Listen. So we say, I know it. I know that it will fall. I know it. So you know that he will fall, and you kept quiet, then your wickedness, your name is wickedness personified. If we are brethren, if we have a common heaven, what is our responsibility to our brother? Why are we together? Listen, I believe that what it should be, a brother should stick closer than somebody. Now, if you're a brother in the Lord, I should be able to trust you many a time, even more than a blood relation. Because the blood of Jesus is stronger than Adamic blood. The blood of Jesus is stronger than Adamic blood. I can rely on you. I can depend on you if we are brethren. I can absolutely depend on you. I can commit a part of my destiny into your hand. Do you know when you are telling somebody the secret of your life, you are committing a kind of your destiny into that person's hand. Anybody who holds your secret is holding your destiny. He's holding a part of your destiny. And he can drop it and destroy you at any time. If we are brethren. Are we really brethren? As I look at the apostolic brotherhood, as I look at Acts of Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Come with me to Acts. Acts chapter 2, verses 42. When the brethren came together, when the fire of Pentecost was boiling, when there was love, the apostolic church was founded on love. The apostolic church was founded on love. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. They were together. They had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. It was a sharing church. It was a loving church. A church that believed in unity. As I read Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 1, the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered in one place with one accord. One place, one accord. One accord, one place. The problem of today's church is that we gather in one place without one accord. Whenever the church gathers in one place with one accord, heaven must respond positively. The problem is that we gather in one place without one accord. We gather in one place, I am against you. Your heart. Now, somebody asks a question. Is your heart right with me as my heart is right with you? Is your heart right with me as my heart is right with me? Now, if you have a child of God around you, if you have a brother, if you have a sister around you, look at him and ask him this question. Is your heart right with me as my heart is right with you? Ask him again. Is your heart right with me as my heart is right with you? You can look at somebody, trust somebody, rely on somebody. You don't know the person is planning evil. I never know that a coup could take place in the church, but it does. Cool in the church. Cool the pulpit. Cool the pulpit. Cool the pulpit. It has scattered the church. If we are brethren, we should become brethren in deed and in word. If you read 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, say your brother is in need and you are able to help him and you let him go. You told him to pray about it. There's a time to pray. There's a time to do action. A time to help. A time to pray. A time to take action. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18. Well, let me begin from 17. But whosoever hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You have a lot. Look at your wardrobe. Clothes upon clothes upon clothes. You see your brother. You see your sister going naked and you close your ears. You begin to fast, speaking in tongues. Oh, Father, provide. When God wants you to be the provider, you are asking him to provide. When God wants you to take the burden and provide, you are asking him. He said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I am sick of all this, I love you, I love you. I am sick of all this, brother, brother, sister, sister. When you cannot practice your brotherhood, you cannot convert your brotherhood into action and into deed. I begin to question our brotherhood. I begin to ask whether we are brethren. If we want to show brotherhood, it means we have a common God. We have one God. He said one body, one God, one nation. Oh, praise the Lord. One home, one people, one place that we are going. if we are brethren, other people's burden will be my body. When my brother is in sorrow, I will be in sorrow. When my brother is in pain, do you know that when somebody is bereaved, a mere visit to the person, staying with the person overnight, can heal something more than whatever you can offer to the person? Your presence, your question, how do you do? But what about this? What about the other one? Houses could become fellowship centers. Oh God, restore brotherhood. How can we become suspects? How can we worship in the same church and it is a meeting of suspects? How can we remain in the same church and it is a meeting of suspects? My brother will be suspecting me and I'll be suspecting him. And we say, how can I be playing in the same music, in the same team? A band member will be suspecting another band member. And we stay in the... How can two pastors be in the same church? The senior pastor is suspecting the junior pastor, and the junior pastor is suspecting the senior pastor. And the committee people will come, will speak evil of the other person. They will come to their pastor, will speak evil. God, are we really brethren? Did we miss it? Did we miss it? Is it the same war, the same love that was in the apostolic church? Now, listen. The Igbo man says, that is, anger against a brother cannot reach the bone. If we are brethren, why is your anger against your brother? Why has it reached your bone? Why? Why has it lasted for 5 years? For 10 years? You should stop calling bro. Stop calling bro. Stop calling sister. You don't know the meaning of sister. You don't know the meaning of brother. You are a stranger to that name. No wonder when you call it, it jumps gallop in your mouth. If we are going to heaven, we must restore the true sense of brotherhood. Where is biblical brotherhood? Where is biblical brotherhood? Can you be trusted? Can you be trusted? Why are you not concerned? Your brother is perishing, you are not concerned. Somebody is sick, you already suspected. That is. Do you know now in the church? Listen, I like to say the mind of God. When a man is sick, instead of some people praying for his quick recovery, do you know what they are thinking about? Who will replace this man now when he dies? Oh. Who will replace this man now when he dies? God is looking at the heart. God is looking at the church. And we are saying we are expecting the Lord to come. Are we sure we believe that there is a heaven? Are we sure? If there is a heaven, why do I behave the way I behave? Why do you behave the way you behave to your brother, to your sister? Your brother is sick. And you're already thinking of who will replace him. It's no more a time of holding God, saying, God, restore this brother, heal our pastor, heal our superintendent, heal our this, heal our general overseer, heal this person. If we are brethren, let the Lord save us from this decay. Yes. The apostolic church was founded on love. Then why should the church that we expect that will usher in the Lord, the church that we expect that will welcome the Lord Jesus, then we are filled with hatred, rancor, and distrust? And we pray. Back to the scripture. Abraham said, my brother, come. Don't say it outside. James said, godly wisdom says, let us drop it at the table and discuss. No. Don't. No. Leave not outside us. Hear it. We have preached to them. We have told them about our God. Let them not hear it at all. Let there be no strife. For we are brethren. What we do and practice, does it show brotherhood? Does it show what we profess? Does it show what we feel? I still want you to analyze once more this important poll. Where have we kept the widows in the church? Church, what concern do we have for the widows? Everybody wants his pocket to be filled. What about the helpless, the jobless in the church, the fatherless and the motherless? We say we are brother. If we don't have a person, come. Now, they used to sing a song. Anybody without Christ, come, the Lord will be your brother. If you don't have a person that you believe, the Lord will be your... Do you think that physical Lord will appear? It is when brethren will begin to show a true sense of brotherhood. When there will be a revival of ancient love in the church, child, then that true sense, somebody will say, I have no regret that I'm a child of God. I have no regret that I've been persecuted. Even if they reject me, even if they persecute me, I have no regret. Because I know that I know I've entered into a people who will accept me the way I am. In those days, the question is, are you saved? Right now it is, where do you come from? Where do you come from? Some people were singing, I don't care what church you belong to, but as far as Jesus is Lord. But right now, what is happening? Why can't an assemblies of God man believe that the apostolic man is a true Christian? Why? Why would deeper like man think that every other person is carnal? And still say we are brethren. Listen, heaven cannot be for a particular denomination. Heaven cannot be for a particular denomination. I remember a couple of years ago, thousands of years ago, a man called John Wesley, the founder of Methodist Church. There was a time he thought that if you ask him who will go to heaven, he will mention Methodist people. But one day, God granted him a vision to the kingdom of heaven. Guess the first question he asked. Are members of my church here? To his greatest chagrin, the answer came, no, members of your church are not here. He asked about another church, they said no. He asked about another church, they said no. Then he was taken to the gate of hell, and he asked, are members of my church here? They said yes. He mentioned another church, they said yes. He mentioned another church, they said yes. Then he went back to the gate of heaven and said, who are those there? The answer came, these are those who are born again, who made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. When I call brotherhood, listen. If people you know as brothers are members of your church, you are in trouble. You don't know the Bible. You don't know the scriptures. The brotherhood I'm talking about today, the Bible said this brotherhood should bring together people of a common faith, people who are baptized into Christ, people who are born again, not hypocrites, people who have embraced the Lord Jesus. Now, thank God in heaven there will be no denominational barrier. I believe there will be Anglicans in heaven. There are even Catholics who go to heaven. There are Methodist people who go to heaven. Yes, there are Presbyterians who go to heaven. Well, sorry if I don't mention your church, but Pentecostal, there are Pentecostals who go to heaven, people from various churches who will go to heaven. Yes. So if you think your brother are only people in your church, that is not what the scripture says. It says those who are baptized into Christ, those who are born again. And then, even within our own circle, within that your circle of a local church, are we really showing the true sense of brotherhood? There is a clarion call even today. God, restore the church. We are deviating from that true sense of brotherhood. We have lost the holy aroma. That fragrance of the Holy Ghost. The Lord ornamented the church with true brotherhood. The Holy Ghost ornamented the church with true brotherhood. So that when people see us together, they will jealous, they will envy the togetherness of children of God, a people who will go to heaven, and they will be attracted to the Lord. They could be attracted to the Lord. Attracted by love. Attracted by love existing among children. Existing among the people of God. Existing among the children of God. If we are brethren. Brethren, let's think twice. Abraham said, Let there be no strife, for we are brethren. Let there be no quarreling, for we are brethren. Let's show that we are brothers. I really like us to pray. I like us to have a period of prayer, praying for the church, praying for a restoration. I'm afraid with this attitude in the church, if the Lord will come back, how many will really go? The bro we call, the sister we call, let's begin to define it. Let's begin to look at the meaning. What does it mean? Is it for people from my land alone? Is it for people from my tribe alone? Do I love people from other places? Do I love people from other villages? Do I really regard them as true brothers in the Lord? Do I really regard them as true sisters in the Lord? Anybody who is born again, no matter his background, no matter where he came from, are you sure that I draw from my heart? Oh God, restore your love. So that people will not be confused. Bind us together with the cord of love.
Bind us together
with a cord of love that cannot be broken, oh God. Father, we are here. If we are going to heaven, if we're expecting your coming, tribalism has broken the law. Racism has broken the law. Why can't an American man trust an African as a good Christian? Why can't we trust that Africans are going to heaven? Why is there erosion in the church? Heaven come now. Shower your revival. Can you have a moment of this solemn time asking God to release this great love? Bring a revival. We are longing for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus.